Are you tired of waking up with a dry mouth, feeling sluggish? I was too, until I discovered the power of mouth taping. I read a book called Breathe, and it opened my eyes to how I could get a better sleep. So I started taping my mouth, and the results were astounding. Not only did I wake up feeling refreshed, but the data on my Whoop suggested I was getting more REM and more deep sleep, which led to me feeling better every morning. But I wanted a better solution, not just sticky tape. Something that was effective and comfortable. That is why I co-founded RecoverRight with a few friends. We are dedicated to helping Australians get fast and easy access to mouth tape and nose tape so you can breathe better, sleep better, and recover right. Use the discount code TMTCP for 10% off at the checkout. Sleep better with RecoverRight. Welcome back, gents. I have just arrived back in Nashville, and on Monday, I was on ABC Radio interviewed by Rebecca Levingston, and it was an awesome chat. It's always a privilege to be able to speak with people with such large platforms. So being on the ABC was awesome. I managed to have a roughly 15 or so 20 minute interview talking about the Man That Can project and men's mental health, which is something that we're so focused on, is giving you guys tools, resources, and having conversations to help you improve your quality of life. And this episode is no different. So just before we dive into the episode, I do want to remind you, on Monday morning, the Iron Cowboy is on the show. So if you haven't heard of the Iron Cowboy, he originally, back in 2014, completed 50 full-length Ironmen in 50 days across 50 states of America. Then in 2021, he did 101 Ironmen consecutively. So really inspiring story about grit, mindset, and community that will be going live on Monday. But let's dive into my episode or interview with Rebecca from ABC Radio.
ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.
This is Rebecca Levingston.
On air and streaming on the ABC Listen app.
When was the last time you had a decent, deep and meaningful chat with a man, or even between two blokes? Improving men's mental health is good for everyone, and one man who is on a mission to empower blokes through conversation on his podcast is Lachlan Stewart. It's all part of the Man That Can project. Hello, Lachie.
Rebecca, thanks for having me on. I'm excited to be here.
What is the Man That Can project?
So we're a men's performance organisation where we've really prioritised and focusing on helping men live inspired lives. And we've broken that down into frameworks to give men more certainty in the things that they can develop in order to be better husbands, better fathers, better men, and just maximise what's available for them in life. So we started that in 2017 with men's groups, where we literally were bringing men from all walks of life together to have conversations and share challenges. And then it's continually evolved after that. It's like, okay, well, we're now opening up and we're building relationships, expressing vulnerability. What's the next thing that we can do to help move people to where they want to get to?
What was the catalyst for it in the first place?
My own desire to learn and grow and fulfill some needs that I had in my own life. I finished rugby and I didn't know what was next for me. I felt if sport didn't work out and I never, you know, did well at school, I was going to be a failure. And I didn't really like the idea of that. I felt like deep inside I had this idea that I could do something great. And I wasn't sure what that was. So being able to learn from men from all walks of life who could, you know, were successful in their marriages, who were successful in business, who had great health or lifestyles. And I wanted them to tell me not only what it took to be successful, but the sacrifices, maybe their conversations with their families, or, you know, the heartache that they went through in order to do that, so I could make better decisions. Because I felt like I was the only one who had the struggles. But then when you start hearing from all, you know, walks of life, you realize it's a lot more common than you first thought.
And is that a big part of how you get other men to connect and relate, is that you're vulnerable in the first place?
Yep.
So take us to, I guess, if not the lowest point, but a point in your life where you were thinking, I'm not really sure how to run with the ball here.
Yeah. So in 2000, or just before I met my wife, Amy, was sort of the rock bottom moment, as I call it. It's like, you're either going to stay down here and life's sort of done. And I did have moments where I didn't want to wake up. And the fact that I knew I had a great family, I went to a great school, I was like, I've got to really find a way out of this. And I had a good support network around me at the time. I had, you know, just met Amy and I was like, I want to be better. And then I'd also had a mate who gave me a book of all things. I'd never really read, but for whatever reason, I read the book and it changed my life. And that book was The Four Agreements. And it was more so the fact that, one, I was proud I read the book. And there's a few simple messages that came from that, like be impeccable with your word, don't assume, and, you know, just be your best. And from that, I started learning and I started using social media, you know, Instagram, to share the things that I was learning. I was excited that I was changing and I was challenging beliefs and just doing things that I didn't think a bloke like me was capable of. You know, I never excelled at speaking. I, you know, my mum always says I mumbled a lot. I was very angry. You know, my response to criticism or any, you know, was alcohol or aggression. And when I started realizing that that could change, I was genuinely excited. So I was like, this is my journey. And as a result of that, I had people messaging me and they're like, how have you done that? Or, you know, some ladies were like, oh, you need to talk to my husband or my partner. I was like, cool. And eventually I got to this crossroads where I didn't want to continue in the career that I was doing at the time, which was building. And I wanted to be able to have a flexible career so I could travel with Amy. And as a result of that, and I was like, well, I love helping people and it's what I am doing for myself anyway. So I'm just practicing what I preach. And that sort of evolved and it created a space or a place for other men to go, oh man, Lockie's been through that, or I've been through this. And we just shared experiences and really opened up avenues for more men to, you know, start communicating and putting their own thoughts into, I guess, structure, because a lot of men really struggle with being able to articulate how they're feeling or what they're going through. So they bottle it up until they just, you know, erupt. Mm. So being able to help them understand that and make sense of it then allows the next steps to happen.
Lachlan Stewart, The Man That Can Project on ABC Radio, Brisbane and Queensland. My name's Rebecca Levingston. So, Lockie, that's a big shift from alcohol, angry, not really knowing how to express yourself, to be impeccable with your word. What specific practical strategies did you put into place? Because I get the conversations, but how do you actually commit to that?
A lot of it is journaling. And as a bloke, when people say journaling, you're like, no, that's you know, really spiritual. You need to go do some yoga. But for me, the practice of journaling just allowed me to unpack what was going on in my head. So if I was struggling with something or if I could not explain it, I'd write it down and I'd be like, that's not quite what I mean. So let's play around with some more words or really structure it and give meaning to it. And when I did that, I was able to feel more certain and more confident in what I wanted to say or how I wanted to express myself. And when you become confident and certain, you know, a lot of the overwhelm disappears and you really start to feel like you have value and you have purpose. And from that, you know, it just leads from one step to the other. So the practical step, and it does sound quite easy, is literally just start brain dumping, writing down. And people get stuck with the whole, what do I journal? Do I need to say dear diary or whatever it is? But it could literally be, there's some days, even to this day, where I might have nothing to write. So I'll just start with the date and I'll start it. And then some days I'll have an awesome, you know, brain dump. Other days it's just literally like, this is what I'm doing today. But it just is really unpacking and making sense of what's going on in your head. Because if you just leave it up there, it's like throwing in so much information. You know, we listen, we've got social media, people are listening to this now. We're constantly consuming. It'd be like throwing all your favorite ingredients into a blender plus some stuff that you don't want to be in there, turning it on and trying to like pull out an apple. Mm. It's not possible unless you turn it off and slow things down.
I love that you journal, because I think as well, to make a sort of a gender stereotype, I think a lot of women, right? A lot of women, I think, more so keep gratitude journals. You don't hear blokes talking about it so much. In your builder rugby circles, how did your mates and acquaintances respond to some of the changes that I guess they started to see in you?
It definitely challenged them. And that was one of the hardest parts. If I, if I didn't have Amy there to support me, I probably would have gone back to the same poor behaviors in the way that I was living my life. But because I really wanted to change, I was like, okay, because I had Facebook pages made about me where people were just, you know, I had a hashtag in the beginning called Unrestricted Living, because I was like, I wanted to create this awesome life. And people didn't quite like that. But knowing what I know now, is more so the change of how I used to show up in their life. Like, I was the guy that would party with them. I'd always be there on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whenever they needed me. But now all of a sudden I'm not doing that. I'm putting some boundaries in my life so I can create better things. And that's uncomfortable for everyone. As much as it was for me, it's also, you know, I experience it now where you sort of grow apart from friends. And it's not because anyone's better or worse. It's just we want different things. And that's completely okay. And I think because people are so uncomfortable with change, that challenges people and you do what, you know, find a way to make yourself feel comfortable. So you're like, I'll bring them back down to my level or I'll make them feel bad about it. So hopefully I get the Lockie back that I know and I love.
Mm. Sport has remained an important part of your life,
yep.
But more so marathons.
Yeah.
Is it? Or yeah. Is it running? Or
it's
is it
running.
Rowing?
It's,
I mean, how do I keep up with, I've got here 30 marathons in 30 days.
Mm.
What did you do?
Decided to row 30 marathons in 30 days. Amy was jetting off to Nashville, so I was like, I've got a whole month by myself. What can we do to bring the community together, but also get to challenge myself? Because one of my, I guess, things that I love is you learn a lot from sport, whether it's team or individual. You can learn a lot about your mindset. You've got a plan. You've got to train. Things go wrong. All things that happen in life. And so by doing this, I was like, let's put this out to the community. We'll get people together. And people can do whatever distance they'd like. So we had some guys or some people, we had men and women joining, people who were doing their first 5 kilometers or 2 kilometers, or Amy rode a marathon. Like, people were doing all these kinds of things and the breakthroughs that they had was incredible. But they then also got to go, oh, next time I'd probably train a little bit more, or you know, I got blisters on my hands, so I'd probably tape my hands up. So they were learning these things. And the hidden message in that was like, hey, that's life. If you're setting a goal, something that you would love to achieve, you have to create a plan. The plan will change probably. Things will go wrong. You need good people around you. But if you can start to learn that when you are faced with adversity or when you do want to grow, you know, you've got these key foundations that you can build upon.
The Man That Can Project, you are listening to Lachlan Stewart, and he got a plan and life has changed. He has gone from a time and a space where perhaps he didn't like himself too much to being very much in love with Amy Shepherd, his wife, who you hear him mention. You've probably heard her music. This is ABC Radio Brisbane. My name's Rebecca Levingston. So let's go to some of the specific podcast episodes. Overcoming heartbreak as a man. How to stop overthinking, how to make friends when you're over 30. I mean, these are just great tools for life. Who do you talk to and how do you navigate those challenges?
Yeah, I think the journey's unique to everyone. I feel, you know, there's times where you'll need professional help, psychologists, psychiatrists, counselors to navigate a lot of those things. But then there's also times where you can just lean on your buddies, depending on where everyone's at. And once again, that's why I think it's really important for us as men and as individuals to be self-aware and have a, you know, a good understanding of how we're feeling emotionally, you know, have some, I guess, checkpoints to be like, I can't handle this by myself. I do need some people. But if we were to then move over to, if I'm overthinking, is it chronic or is it, you know, is it short or has it been going on for a long time? And if it is long time, you probably do really need some support and some help with that to navigate that, because no one wants to be overwhelmed all the time or overthinking. And once again, that's where looking at the whole yin and yang approach, if we bring it back to health and fitness, is like when you're building a career or raising a family or doing anything that requires you to do something new, you will overthink because you're trying to piece together a brand new puzzle. So if you know you're doing that, you also need to balance it out with some time where you can just sort of sit, reflect, and ease along. Same with relationships. It's one of the biggest reasons why men will join our program is a relationship breakdown. As men, you know, everyone's trying to do the best that we can with the information that we have. A relationship breakdown puts you in a position where your biggest support system is generally gone and you're like, oh, bugger. Mm. Like, what do I do here now? I don't know how to navigate what I'm feeling. We haven't, you know, grown up, and this is a stereotype, but to express or understand how we process emotion. So it's overwhelming. It feels horrible. The only way we generally know how to deal with that is through alcohol. It's numbing that pain. But alcohol is a depressant. So, you know, while it may help you feel good for a couple of hours, the next day you feel worse. And so if we don't pull ourselves out of that rut, or if we don't have a good support network to help be like, hey, Lockie, I've noticed that you're drinking a little bit much since you know, split up with Amy, for example. Not that we have, but, you know, we maybe need to talk to someone or come hang out with us. Let's go for a walk. It's why we, instead of catching up with our mates for beers and stuff like that, it's like, let's go for a hike or go for a run or go for a sauna. Like, there's so many alternatives that can add more value to your life. And I'm not saying that going for a beer or wine don't, because I do enjoy that. There's definitely benefits. But if you're sort of in a tough position, it's when you sort of need to start thinking about the decisions and the impacts of that.
What about Lachlan? You know, there may be a bloke in particular who's listening tonight and you're really, your words are resonating with him. I know there will be partners, parents, maybe even, you know, children or mates of blokes who they would love to open up a bit more and maybe make some different choices. What's your advice to blokes who are feeling things and just can't figure out how to get it out? And as you say, it is that bottleneck internally.
It's a great question. If you don't have support around you where you feel comfortable doing that, I would, once again, go back to the journal or even filming. Like I've found, and this is really weird, but found filming myself to be a great tool because I can just express myself how I am. And then if I want to watch back or for feedback or go see professional help. If you do have friends or family that you feel comfortable opening up to, reach out to them and start that conversation. And how you could start that could be, for example, to Amy, it's like, I've been stressed out the last couple of weeks. This is why I'm feeling stressed. I'm noticing my mood become more anxious or I'm snapping and that's not how I want to treat you or how I feel like doing that. And right now, all I'm looking to do is vent or all I'm looking for is some feedback. You know, state what you would like from the individual. But also, I guess another point to note with that is a lot of ladies will reach out to me and say, I just wish my husband would open up to me or do whatever it is. And I've also had a lot of feedback from men when they have actually opened up, they've caught their, you know, partner or wife off guard and they've shut them down again. So it's sort of not ruined, but it's closed that door for the moment. So make sure that you set the environment up to have those conversations. A lot of people come home from work and just unload where it's like, hey, Amy, do you mind if we have 10 minutes tonight where I can, you know, might be having a glass of red or having a cup of tea and I can just, you know, unload what I've been stressed about today or vice versa if you notice your partner's feeling the same way.
Mm. Not at a time where perhaps, you know, mum's trying to put the kids to bed or find the other shoe to go to athletics or whatever. Yeah, that
all
makes
about timing.
Total practical sense. You have done over 550 podcast episodes now. Have you had feedback from people where they've said, you have really changed my life?
Yeah, it's quite nice to hear that because as you probably experience here, you don't always get the feedback or know what people are going through when they're listening to it, but whether they'll come to a workshop or they'll shoot you a message on Instagram, and even if it's a, you know, a wife of someone who's listened to it, it's like really, it's a really cool feeling to know that just words that are coming out of my mouth from experiences that I've had or things that I've understood have, you know, had a potential impact on people's lives. But that's, you know, I truly believe that by listening to people's experiences, it's not always advice or perspective that maybe resonates, but you can start piecing together information to improve your own life. And it helps you realize and recognize that you're not alone. Everyone's going through stuff and some people's stories are able to provide you with tools to better improve your own life or trigger a thought. And, you know, we don't have children yet, but we've got a men's group, like a dad's group in our community that are always doing dad's chats. And I'm still jumping on there because I'm like, well, one day I'll have kids. So I may as well start being prepared for what could potentially happen. And I just think the power of conversation is so undervalued.
I wish you every success with this because so many of the big challenges that we have in society around men's mental health in particular, suicide, domestic violence, I mean, so much of what you're touching on here feeds in to those relationships which we need to be strong and healthy, and perhaps that strength is really so much more about vulnerability. Good on you, Lachie. It's so good to hear the avenues you are opening up and congratulations.
Thank you very much. And I think a final message is for the men who are looking for support, as well as if you don't resonate with my message, there are so many other men's groups or opportunities available. And I think it's really important to find what you resonate with and use that as a path or a vehicle to, you know, be the best version of yourself. Because to your point, like the suicide, domestic violence and stuff, a lot of helping you become more aware of your emotions and your thoughts and feelings and behaviors can be improved by being around the right people and environment.
So well said. Thank you, mate.
Thank you.
Lachlan Stewart, The Man That Can Project. You can check him out online.
Thank you for listening to the Man That Can Project podcast. My name is Lockie Stewart, and I hope you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful. If you did, please take a moment to rate and review the Man That Can Project on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with our newest episodes. We'll see you again next time.